was really thankful for this story the other day that a friend shared with me. It was about, it was this pottery class, okay? So they were divided into two groups, mm-hmm. and they were told to make clay pots. Now, group A was told that they have 1 week to make one clay pot, all right? Okay. You can work on it. You can perfect it. You can just put every bit of time you have for this whole week into this one clay pot. Make it as beautifully as you can. So group B is told, beauty doesn't matter. Just make as many clay pots as you possibly can this week. And then when they got to the end of this little experiment and they asked others outside the class to judge them, the people with the better looking clay pots were group B. And that's the group that was told to just churn them out. Just like keep making them. Just keep making them. Don't work on one that you think is going to be perfect. Just keep making them. And that is because of practice. People who are experts, people that we admire for their skill or for their wisdom, they didn't get there by avoiding mistakes. They got there through them. They tried and tried and tried and tried again. They've fallen, they've stumbled, they've messed things up more times than a beginner has even dared to attempt. And there is a little perfectionism in all of us. I think many of us would think that this is the one I want to do. I want to spend 1 week doing one thing and making it as perfect as I can. Sometimes that stops us from making beautiful things, is that little bit of perfectionism, that if I can't do it just perfectly, I can't do it. Enjoy the things that that you create. You don't have to pick them apart, whether it's your house or your creative passions or yourself. You learn from mistakes, whether it's when you're creating or, you know, when you're creating yourself. You don't learn from inaction. So try it. See if it works, if it fits, if you like it. If not, try again. Learn. Get better. Trust the process. You can do it.